your rocking chair lady, Mildred Bailey.
Hi, everybody. This is Mildred Bailey inviting you to come right on in and settle down around that old rocking chair right over there next to our Christmas tree. And people, we've got musical presents for every one of you. I'm going to start handing them out right now with Don't Fence Me In. Wildcat Kelly, looking mighty pale, was standing by the sheriff's side. And when that sheriff said, I'm sending you to jail, Wildcat raised his head and cried. Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please. Don't. Let me saddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the rim where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hybrids and I can't fences. Don't fence me. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Oh, please, don't fence me in.
Well, back with us tonight to make it a real Christmas party is that wonderful singer, Josh White. I mean wonderful. Well, what you find about, man?
Well, Mildred, I'll tell you, it's like this.
Yeah.
When you opened the show, you gave me billing, but you forgot my partner.
Your partner?
Yeah. Tonight I brought along the real singing star of the White family. His name is Josh Jr.
Oh, wonderful. Announcing our most special guest, Josh White Jr. Paul, how about a real fancy fanfare?
Why, sure, Mildred.
Just 4 years old, and let me tell you, he makes his old man fade right into the background. Josh White Sr., you and your guitar ready?
I think so. Ready.
Josh White Jr., are you ready, son?
Yes, sir.
Silas. Here they go. Josh White and his 4-year-old son and partner singing the little song.
Let's change it into one me bow, huh, Daddy?
Yes, Daddy.
One was better, hey, he could afford, but
one.
simple dinner.
He had crowns.
The guest was startled.
Then and now, to hear that say to loud because.
What?
One meatball.
I like to hear it.
One
meatball. Hey, this here Jeff wants one meatball. The little man felt ill at ease. Take it. He said some bread, sir.
If you'll please.
The waiter hollered down the hall.
You get no bread with one meatball.
One meatball. A little louder.
One meatball.
Well, you get no bread with one meatball. Little man felt very bad. One meatball,
oh, all he had.
And in his dreams,
he heard that call.
What?
You get no bread with one meatball.
One meatball. And no spaghetti.
One meatball.
Well, you get no bread with one meatball. Let's try it one more time now. One meatball. Why don't you sing it?
One meatball.
That one was groovy. You get no bread with one meatball.
Josh, Jr., I asked your father what special thing you were hoping for Christmas, and he told me a set of boxing gloves. Is that right, dear?
Yes, sir.
Aunt Mildred? Ow. Well, Paul Barron, where have you got them?
Right here, Mildred.
Here, too, Josh, Jr., all yours. A very Merry Christmas to you, and come back soon, both of you. Mildred! Give me some steel, Mildred. The Bailey Baron Ballad Poll, our Triple B survey, finds this lovely tune a winner. Vincent Newman's More Than You Know. More than you'd ever know. our six sending Santa Clauses, the solid sextet. Teddy Wilson, Charlie Shavers, solid, Tommy Kaye, Al Hall, Red Norvo, and Specs Face Powder. They're coming down the chimney with the Red Bank Boogie. Well, take it then. For tonight, I thought of a song that's always had a special meaning around this time of year. You know, home is where you hang your heart. It's the place everyone is thinking of now. Home.
Thank you.
unwrap the biggest present on music till midnight's Christmas program. Just delivered direct from the brew room of the Hotel Lincoln, where he's packing them in there, and looks like the large economy size of Count Basie. Ow! Come on in, man. I mean, just as big as me and just as solid. What you got cooking for him?
Well, Mildred, I thought it was about time to pass out a little something hot, sort of a musical Tom and Jerry.
What are we waiting for, then? Paul, start mixing, and Bill, you get over that piano to sprinkle on the nutmeg with that bassy touch. It's I got rhythm. People's minds are turning to the most wonderful words ever spoken. Words that mean Christmas and the kind of world we want to live in. Peace on earth. Goodwill toward men. With the devotion and sacrifice of our wonderful fighting men and women, and with the work and prayers of the home folks, let's hope that next Christmas the words will be true. And now here's how it is. On that happy, happy day, this is how it'll be. There'll be a jubilee. Don't you be weary, don't you be dreary, 'cause that trumpet's gonna sound. Just keep your eyes peeled and keep your lips sealed, 'cause when that good news gets around, there'll be a jubilee, there'll be a jubilee, there'll be a jubilee upon that happy day. Sister, your man and my man too, your man and my man too, your man and my man too will be coming home to stay. Great day in the morning,
peaceful sun will be dawning. Oh, say, what a gay time. Why, the night will seem just like daytime, sister. There'll be a jubilee, happiness for you and me. There'll be a jubilee upon that happy day. Brothers and sisters, listen to me about the great day coming and that jubilee. Pay attention to me, children, and listen now. When that great day comes, you'll have to holler, ow. Great day in the morning, when that peaceful sun will be dawning. Oh, say, what a gay time. Why, the night will be just like daytime. Happy birthday. You and me, just you three, and won't get home till morning. Morning, all. We're gonna have a ball. Happy we'll be.
Good night. God bless you. And a very Merry Christmas to you all.
Singer Mill.